I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. One that gives me the creeps. I don't know why. It's an earwig.
Why do earwigs give you the creeps?
I don't know.
What is it about them?
When I was doing long-distance hiking, I would find them in places I just didn't want to see them.
So they're just uninvited guests.
And sometimes would find them on me and bedding down for the night or whatever.
Well, they generally don't harm people directly.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was just the creeps.
Most people, gardeners in particular, greenhouse owners, don't care for earwigs because they look at them as serious pests. And they certainly can be. Earwigs will go after seedlings and nibble on young shoots and leaves and can destroy plants in their early stages. But a lot of people don't realize that depending on the species of earwig, they're omnivorous. So they will eat both plant and animal materials. Depending on the species, some of them are decidedly more predatory than they are herbivores. It's only when protein sources play out that they'll start nibbling on plants. Probably the most conspicuous thing about them is those pincher-like forceps on the end of their abdomen, which they use defensively. And a larger earwig, they'll give you a little nip, nothing painful, but it'll surprise you. We have several different species of earwigs here in Virginia. The world's largest earwig is on St. Helena in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's thought to be extinct, but they're well over an inch in length, and all that's left after 30 years since their last sighting are the bleached forceps that are found occasionally under a stone.
Well, how do those forceps? I mean, this is on the very end of the abdomen. How does that work?
Well, they're like mandibles. They work just like jaws on the back of the insects, so they can defend themselves from behind, and they have an incredibly flexible abdomen, so they can bend almost in half and use that to snap those pinchers from side to side or toward the front of their body.
Oh, kind of like a scorpion curling over?
Yeah, kind of. There's a lot of speculation as to how earwigs got their name. I mean, the most common idea is that they prefer to or often will crawl into the ears of sleeping people, which is not true. They don't crawl into ears any more than anything else will, looking for a tight, dark place to call it a day. Some people think, too, that their hind wing, their flight wings that are neatly folded underneath those short little flaps on their back, when you spread those out, they're sort of ear-like in shape. So I like to sort of lean toward that explanation. But the truth is, we really don't know for sure.
Well, you can be forgiven for not knowing the origin of the term earwig.
I can be forgiven?
Yes. I mean, you're an entomologist, not an etymologist.
Well, even the etymologists haven't come up with an explanation, that's for sure. Also, earwigs are a great example of animals that are thigmotaxic, animals that prefer tight spaces. If you put them in an open space, they will wander around their environment until they can find something where they can literally press themselves into, and that's when they feel comfortable. When they're out in the open, they're very agitated and quite active until they find a little space they can wriggle into and settle in.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.